hypno holidays to you. This is Cal Banyan, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. If you're watching this anywhere except calbanyan.com, you want to go there right now, because right below this video, right down there on calbanyan.com, we've got more links, more text, more graphics that make this episode more and more valuable. Hey, you know what? I'm here today, like I have been the last three episodes, with my co-host. Now, sometimes I have Meredith, sometimes I have Elron. I'm really glad to have both of them, but this is Elron. This is the last one he's going to have, maybe for the whole year. Yep, I think this is going to be the last one for the whole year. Let me tell you about Elron. Elron is a consummate professional. He's a one percenter, among the best of the best in the profession. When he gets a client, he gets success. That's all I need to say. He walks the walk, doesn't just talk the talk. How you doing, Elron?
I'm doing good, Cal, and thanks for that. And Cal will ride the ride, whether it's on a Harley or a bicycle, or whether it's riding with trailblazing, riding to class to help me to learn the hypnosis material better every time. Cal's my hypno daddy, and everything I do that's successful, a lot of those things come from Cal. So thanks for that, Cal.
Hey, you know, I'm so glad to have you helping out in the class, you know, supervising the practice, doing your the one or two segments that you do also during the class. It's really fun. And hey, you guys, whatever you think the Banyan Hypnosis Certification course is, you're wrong. It's much, 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 much more. And that's all I'll say. Go ahead, Elron. Take it over.
All right. And we will revisit that at the end of this episode. Tell you guys what that is. So, what were we going to talk about, Cal? We got the solid gold coming up. Right today is...
Wait a minute. You're the one you wanted to talk about the hypno holiday stuff.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Christmas Eve.
See, I hate
man.
Snow. It's Christmas. I like Christmas, but I hate snow.
Christmas
I'm so glad I'm not in
Eve,
Minnesota anymore.
Eve.
Love the people, but snow sucks. You don't like it? You don't like that? It's the truth. Just leave a comment. Tell me why snow doesn't suck. All right, go ahead.
Tips for a hypnotically fantastic holiday. I mean, Christmas. Let me just come up with something right now, since you're so lacking in Christmas spirit when I was pitching this idea.
Bah, humbug.
Oh, bah, humbug. I know. I mean, I'm not really a huge fan myself. But Christmas is one of those things that gets everybody into a certain mood, a certain mindset, a certain frame, that they start to act differently, they start to behave differently. In a certain sense, Christmas is a method of mass hypnosis. Did you know that Santa Claus was created by the Coca-Cola Company in 1930? Before that, Santa Claus did not exist. And let me get a little more specific on that. We had like Father Christmas. There is a tradition of different figures. There's Saint Nicholas, different figures from German and other European backgrounds that do have a man that can be associated with Christmas from time to time. But there was no sleigh, there was no elves, there was no red, there was no beard, there was no big round belly, there was no chimney, there was no reindeer, and there was no presents under the tree in any of those stories. It was completely different and manufactured by the Coca-Cola Company to create a certain mindset within a population, harnessing concepts of suggestibility, social psychology, and influence, as well as other things, to create consumerism, to create consumption, and to monetize a holiday in the country, a certain sense of mass hypnosis. Why is Elron talking about mass hypnosis? No, I'm not a conspiracy junkie. Really, but I want you guys to have an understanding of what thresholds of suggestibility are and what it is that you do for people. Just like how the belief in Santa Claus creates a certain mindset, it's a certain itch that you can't scratch during those holidays to buy, to receive gifts. It's a want, it's a need. I want you to start looking at your clients' issues the very same way. They have a hypnosis inside of them. They have a set of beliefs, a set of emotions, a set of ideas that are linked to emotion, that are linked to meaning inside of them. That it's our job, it's our responsibility is to help them do the release work, resolve those internal conflicts, help them release the limiting beliefs, limiting decisions that can be just like Christmas on the inside of the mind, but maybe in a negative sense. So that's what we do. That's why I just came up with that right now. I wanted to talk about that. So I hope that that helps you all have a more of an understanding to flesh out what this is that we're doing with the subconscious mind. It's just another metaphor to understand what a client is going through. We take it from the general and specific. They can have a little Santa Claus inside their mind that just ain't real. We can help them with that. That's right. Have anything you want to add to that, Cal?
No.
Come on, add something anyway. Humor me. It's Christmas.
You know what I think? I think that everybody should practice self-hypnosis so that you can get through the holidays with the least amount of stress and the most amount of optimism. And if you don't already know how to do self-hypnosis, learn, especially if you're a hypnotherapist. My goodness, you should be teaching everybody self-hypnosis anyway. And then you'll go through and have a jolly, jolly Christmas. And I really like the food at Christmas time. Christmas Day, I'm going to be out there on my Harley, riding around, having a good time, saying, thank goodness there's no snow here in Orange County. Thank goodness there's no snow in Orange County. Ho, 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 no snow in Orange County. All right, let's get on to something else.
All right, take it away.
Hey. Oh, me? Hey, you know what I'd like to talk about? Did you know, I've mentioned this before, the number two best hypnosis event in the world is the National Guild of Hypnotists Solid Gold Weekend. And I am so excited that this year we're going to have, let me see if I can pull this up on my computer here. The Solid Gold Weekend 2012, February 25th and 26th, and there's actually a special panel the night before for those who come in early, where some of the speakers are invited to answer questions about hypnosis and etc. We have for speakers, myself, I'll be talking on constant cash flow model for hypnosis and business success. As you can tell, I'm not ashamed to talk about talking about making money. I think that one of the main things that stops really good hypnotists from going out there and being successful is not having a good business model. And I'm going to talk about that. And I'm going to keep it fun and interesting. Also, we're going to have hypnotic techniques and mindfulness training in pain management by the king of pain management, L. Ron Esslinger. And then also,
did you say L. Ron Esslinger?
Did I say L.
You
Ron
did.
Esslinger? I'm sorry. Yeah, thank you. Ron Esslinger, whose credentials are impeccable. He really knows what he's talking about, and he's a good friend of mine. Also, and this is very interesting, I kind of suggested this person also, and it is a look at past life regression by Edith Fiore. And that's a PhD, and she's written some really interesting books. One of them, one of my favorites, is The Unquiet Dead, where she talks about how sometimes doing past life regression will get you in touch with a previous existence, not of the clients, and how there may be, like, you know, how houses can be haunted, if you believe that. Sometimes people can be haunted. I talk about that in my certification course. Give everybody the goosebumps. All right. Also, we have Dr. Reverend Scott Giles, and he's going to talk about hypnotic approaches to worry, anxiety, and dread. Then here's someone I don't know. I'm looking forward to hearing his talk, and that's how to reach your doppelganger with an instant trance. Don't know anything about that, but I'm sure he's good, or the National Guild of Hypnotists would not have invited him. We've got the world-famous Don Motton, excellent hypnotist. I remember when I was first becoming a full-timer and getting real serious about this, I loved his materials. And when you hear me teach in class about some post-hypnotic suggestions for reinforcing hypnosis, such as red, 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 that comes from Don Motton. So he has a lot of really good information. And then creating lifetime clients in your future by Patricia McIsaacson. You know, absolutely one of the very nicest and most professional people in the world of hypnotism. And now, my brag list. I want to brag about Meredith Locker is going to be there for the very first time. I was talking with the president of the National Guild of Hypnotists, Dr. Dwight Damon, and he was talking about that he really wanted to bring some fresh faces to the Solid Gold Weekend, and also who were really, really professionals that really knew what they were talking about. And we had to talk about Meredith Locker, who is, of course, our co-host here on the program, and also Celeste Hackett. Gosh, what a great time. She was one of the first, she was the first co-host I ever had in this series. And she's going to be talking about troubleshooting weight loss. And, you know, she's going to have great information. And both these ladies are so entertaining, and they really know what they're talking about. And if you've never made it to Solid Gold Weekend before, this is the one you want to go to. And then, of course, last but not least, we have Ron Ferguson, who's going to be at the Solid Gold Weekend. And he's going to talk about working with heartbreak successfully. You want to tell us a little bit about what you're going to be talking about at the convention? I mean, not the convention, but Solid Gold Weekend?
Yeah, sure. Last but not least, Elron. Because there's only one Elron.
You're not going to talk that way at the Solid Gold, are you?
God, I hope not. Wouldn't that be awful? No, I get too much hate.
Everybody will expect it.
No, I know. And you all know that I do that kind of stuff tongue-in-cheek. I remember I got some... I had one episode where I had my glasses on, and I go, "Hey, you're watching. Hi, everyone, and you're watching Elron Ferguson." I took my glasses off, and that's kind of like my little Clark Kent impression. I like to do that to make
it. Yeah, I noticed you got the little Clark Kent curl going on your forehead today.
Do I? Maybe I need to... Oh, I do. I need to get rid of that. Yeah, that wasn't on purpose at all.
Okay, so what are you going to talk about?
I'm going to talk about Superman. No, just kidding. Heartbreak, yes. How to help your clients with heartbreak. I mean, pretty much, that's straight up what it is. And part of my inspiration for doing this topic comes from working with people and from personal experience. I mean, it's interesting how it can really unzip people at different times in their lives, different levels in their lives. I mean, nobody makes it out alive when it comes to working on that particular issue or that particular set of circumstances with people. And you see this in a lot of different contexts, such as hard-nosed salesmen that can pick up the phone and talk to anybody, but you know, as soon as they get rejected by that person in their life, they're just nothing. They can't even function. Or even people who have come back from maybe the military or maybe Vietnam, and they've been exposed to incredible post-traumatic stress, and they have different conditions with that. But that's not really why they want to come in the office. They want to come in because there's this girl that let them down or whatever it was, and they're unzipped from that as well. And, you know, both of those examples are only male examples, of course. There's a lot of females a lot of women that are heartbroken as well.
I know. You know what they always want to do? They come in and say, "Can you help me to completely forget that I ever met this person or this ever happened?"
Yeah.
Did they ever say that to you?
Oh, all the time. They go, "Can you make me forget somebody? I just want to forget." And my answer to that is no. Well, I can't make you forget, but we can make it so that the past is like words in a history book, because after all, if you forgot about that person, you might go and run into somebody like that again. Would you want that? Oh, no, I wouldn't want that. You want to learn from this experience? Oh, yes, I do. Okay, I can help you do that and move forward in your life. But within this this talk that I'm going to give, it's going to be a... How long is it, Cal? Like, is it an hour-long presentation? About an hour?
Yeah, I think you're going to be like 50 minutes, something like that.
Yeah, 50 minutes to an hour presentation. And I'll talk about how heartbreak unzips you, how it's a turning point, about why it's important. I'm going to talk about how heartbreak is a massive opportunity to create, you know, it creates the right set of conditions within a person that becomes a major growth experience in their life, a major turning point. It's one of the biggest, most golden opportunities for people to really establish their values with what they want in relationship, with their relationship to themselves, their career, who they are. It's an opportunity to get in touch with resources of incredible personal strength. And that's another thing you can help people with. Also, I'm going to talk about how to establish the correct mindset with your client when you talk to them. You as the practitioner and them as the client, the right mindset that they should have when they need to let go of this person, move on, some different do's and don'ts. I'll also talk about book recommendations that are, when I work with people who have heartbreak, those are an integral part of the work that I do. I believe in tasking your clients and getting them to invest in it. There's a Banyanism that I heard once upon a time that says people value what they put time, money, and effort into. And I'll talk about that, the importance of that, the importance of people setting their boundaries. And you know, once again, I'll talk about new relationships and how to ascertain whether or not your client may be ready for that, or when they're ready for that, and different recommendations that you can give them on how to prepare themselves for that. And if they want to have additional help or support, directions to point them to so that they can really take advantage of that opportunity. And ultimately, you know, different suggestions that you keep in mind, all kinds of stuff like that. I haven't fleshed out all the little bells and whistles of what's going to go in that presentation because it is in late February, but as is the problem with a lot of things, I have too many ideas. And so by the time that comes around, I'm going to make sure to focus on the top 20% most effective ideas from all my ideas about how to help clients with heartbreak and how to position yourself in that market. And so I really, really am looking forward to that.
That's great. I'm going to sit through that and I'm going to take notes, and it's going to be a lot of fun. But you know what I'm looking forward to the most at the Sago weekend? Meeting people who watch this program. You watch this program, this is the best time for you to come up and say hi to Celeste. Come and say hello to Meredith. Say hello to Elron. Say hello to me. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, this is the weekend of let's all get together and hang out and have some fun and, you know, learn something while we're at it, but get to know each other. I'm just so looking forward to people going, hey, Cal, I watch Hypnosis, etc. I go to calbanyan.com and also, you know, Elron and Meredith and Celeste, just meeting you guys. So be there. It's going to be February 25th through the 26th, and it's going to be, I'm going to put a link right below there, and it's going to be basically go to ngh.net, but I'll put a link directly to the information down below too. All right, I think we got to wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up.
Wrap it up. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. I look forward to seeing all y'all at the Solid Gold Convention. And this has been a fun episode to do. I hope that you guys have had some little epiphanies about hypnosis, maybe some of the stuff we talked about, and I hope to see you in class. Check out hypnosiscenter.com. Check out hypnosis.org. Obviously, you should be on calbanyan.com. If you want to establish a professional relationship with me, you can email me at elronhypnosis@gmail.com. That's going to be right down there below. And, yeah, that's it. Thanks for watching. I'm Elron Ferguson, signing off.
Thank you, Elron, and everybody. I didn't mention it at the top of the program, but make sure that you check out our first ever, probably last ever, 11-day version of the upcoming NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course, because we're going to dedicate one whole day to just teaching how to take the information you learned on how to do hypnosis, how to do hypnotherapy, and turn it into a successful hypnosis practice. And that's it. Go out there and have a happy hypno ho ho ho. Cal Banyan. Is that sleigh bells I hear? Wait, signing off. Bye bye. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.